It was announced over the weekend that quarterback Brian Hoyer will miss the rest of the season due to injury. Today, head coach Rob Chudzinski addressed who will start at quarterback this Sunday against the Lions.
Okay, good afternoon. Good to be back practicing. We had a few days off, gave us a chance to recover and rest up from the short week that we had previously. We got a chance to do some introduction to Detroit and some initial work on them, but mostly we want to focus on ourselves and getting ourselves better. So today's practice, primarily a lot of fundamental work coming out, getting some young guys some chances and opportunities to get some reps as well, and then getting some situational work, some things that we've wanted to get better at, and focus on that. Detroit obviously is going to be a big challenge for us this week. We want to continue to keep improving. We've been able to improve every week and get better, and that's what we're setting out to do this week as well. Take questions.
Hey, Coach, will you guys go into the week with two quarterbacks, or will you sign
them? Yeah, we're looking at our options right now, and we'll determine that. Obviously, we have two guys that are comfortable have been in the system, so we'll work through that, and we have a number of different options that we can go.
Why doesn't Travis Benjamin return kicks?
Travis mostly, we focused him on the punts. That's a little bit different type of return on kickoffs. You know, there's a lot more contact, and it's a little bit different in terms of the return, how you hit those returns.
So is that the contact? Is it more dangerous for him or being
obviously, yeah, the kick returners typically is more about a straight line return and then making a one cut. And obviously Travis has the ability to do it more on a punt return, is make quick moves, get going, make quicker, it's a little bit different style of return.
Okay. Will Little continue?
He'll continue in that role. We're also getting a chance to look at Fozzie Whitaker as well. Should have went for two. That's my fault.
Who would have been your third quarterback after Brandon?
Who would have?
Yeah, who would you
have? We'll put Marquise Gray.
I know when we asked you in preseason, you said you wanted to keep three quarterbacks. Are you always more comfortable keeping three? And then if you don't send another one, do you have to have one on the practice squad in case there's a midweek injury with one of the two guys?
Well, again, I've done it both ways, had two or three, so I'm comfortable either way, and it's just a matter of us looking through our options and weighing those things and then coming up with the best decision.
So is there any update on the surgery schedule for Hoyer, or is he going to see another doctor?
I believe he has one more doctor looking at it. I don't think there's an actual scheduled date for it, so I'll let you know when I do get that information.
Do you have to find other ways to get Benjamin the ball in such a game breaker?
Well, you like getting the ball in his hands, and he's able to do some things that are pretty special, and you certainly see this kind of speed that he has. We've been able to get him the ball some through the course of the normal passing game. We've had some screens, and he's been able to do that as well. Anytime you got a playmaker, you like to find ways to get the ball in his hands.
On Obanai, and what do you do with fullback if he can't play?
Well, we have worked and been using Marquise Gray as well as Gary Barnage in that personnel group, basically in the same role.
Has he been cleared yet? Yeah. Obanai.
He has not. He's going through the concussion protocol, but seems to be doing very well on that.
I think we're just assuming that Brandon is going to start this game. I mean, is that the correct assumption?
He is.
Coach, we've talked a lot about Jordan Cam. I think he played 96 balls in the snaps or something the other day. Can you talk about not only his production catching the ball, but also blocking and how he's done pass protecting and run blocking?
I think the last couple weeks really seen him improve as a blocker. He's been improving in all areas. I think you're seeing that in terms of the production that he's had as a receiver. And then he's just understanding the game better. He's understanding what we're trying to do. But I really think he's improving as a blocker. He had some key blocks on some of our runs from this past game that were big blocks, one-on-one blocks against some pretty good-sized guys.
Chad, how do you think the whole offense has grown from that second game that Brandon played until Thursday night?
Well, I think there's been a lot of improvement in a lot of areas. Obviously, it helps getting some of the guys back and getting them out on the field, you know, the Josh Gordons, and getting Sean back, I think, is good as well. But I think each guy individually, you look at from a technique standpoint, some of the things you don't identify as readily, they're improving in those areas. I think that we're understanding and playing our roles better, and we're making plays with the when we have the opportunities. And that's some of the things we weren't doing early, that we're making plays and doing a better job of making that late, more recently.
How much is of a concern are the, I think it's 16 sacks that Brandon has taken now in his three games? How much of a concern, and can you do things to try to fix that?
Well, they're a concern. I think we've been taking steps in improving in that area. I think that Brandon will be, with a week of work as well, will be more comfortable and a little less of the rust that he had from the last game. And hopefully all those things will factor in. And this certainly is a tough team that we're playing and a team with a great defensive front and great pass rush.
Chuck, what can you do to account for Sue? Speak of that defensive line.
Well, it's tough. You have to account for him and always know where he's at. They move him around and do some different things with him, so he's going to be matched up on different guys. So all those guys have to be ready for him to be playing against him. You try to do some things from a scheme standpoint. But the tough thing is you can't just zero in on him alone, because, you know, Farley and the other rushers and the guys that they have are also factors. So everybody has to, you know, this is a game everybody has to man up and come ready to play. Yeah, you know, I think the last game, again, you know, Brandon coming in without a lot of work in practice, you know, you could see a little bit of rustiness. The encouraging thing from my standpoint is that when we needed plays, he was able to make those plays and make good throws, get the ball out in time. And I think as the game went on, he was better and more comfortable in that area.
You mentioned Marquise Gray is now your emergency quarterback. Was that the case Thursday night?
Yes. Yes, and we have Devon Bess as well, so we have a couple of different options there.
So does he get any reps? Going forward.
Not normal reps. I mean, we we do. We work a period with those guys, with him and the guys that, you know, around, so he gets us, you know, on air and gets a chance to do some of that after practice.
Fullback and quarterback, pretty busy guy.
Probably one of the first times or few times that's the case, but yes.
This is the latest the Browns have been in first place since 1995. What gives you the confidence that this team is going to stay as hungry as it's been?
Well, they're hungry to begin with. I don't see them being satisfied with what they're doing, because I see improvement in them making improvement and really doing the things they need to in order to improve. And I think the leadership, you look at the leadership in our locker room, the guys that are in there are such solid guys and great influences that, you know, I think we'll continue to be a hungry team. And, you know, it's not perfect. You know, we'll have ups and downs, but, you know, this is a group of fighters and guys that want to be better and get better and succeed.
Does that